Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8, Des Cahill has the sports news.
Good morning. Well, let's start with news from the World Rowing Championships in Shanghai. Overall, it's been a very good day for the Irish. But in the last hour, the men's pair, Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney, they were in the A final, which is a fine achievement, but they finished sixth in that. New Zealand were the winners. Earlier, though, Siobhan McCrohan won her semi-finals in the women's single sculls. She'll race in the A final. Jake McCarthy was third in his semi-final, qualifying for Saturday's A-final. And the men's double of Fintan McCarthy and Philip Doyle also qualified for the A-final after a second place finish in the semi-final. So a good day for Irish rowing. In Gaelic games, although Kerry beat Donegal in the All-Ireland football final, Donegal have more nominations for the PWC All-Stars football team. Donegal have 10 nominations, Kerry have 9. Dublin have their lowest representation in 20 years, just 2. The nominees for Footballer of the Year are David Clifford and Joe O'Connor of Kerry and Michael Murphy of Donegal. Now, Helen O'Rourke is stepping down as Chief Executive Officer of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association at the end of this year. She took over the role of CEO in September 1997, having served 3 years as President. The process to find a replacement begins immediately. So to golf, and the pairings for tomorrow's opening matches in the Ryder Cup will be announced at 9 o'clock tonight in New York before play gets underway tomorrow. Reporting from the course at Bettpage, it's Greg Allen.
It's really hard to know just what will be in store when the talking stops and the playing begins at this Ryder Cup, especially with the first ever visit to the competition of a sitting American president tomorrow, which has really heightened security to a whole new level. And that's before the first roar is shouted, whether that's abusive or supportive, when the cauldron of competition is lit at 7:10 in the morning local time tomorrow. That's just after noon Irish time. The European team have been bracing themselves for what's in store in a notoriously daunting New York environment for away teams. They've even used virtual reality headsets screaming abuse in their ears. And that's because in the three major championships staged at Bethpage in the last 23 years, fan abuse towards players has been at a consistent level not seen anywhere else in golf. So when you add in the already tribal element of the Ryder Cup and the arrival of President Trump on Friday, which will likely stir passion and patriotism, it's a whole new level of unpredictability being added to this most keenly contested team event in all of golf. Yesterday's opening ceremony got the week underway in earnest, and it contained vastly contrasting speeches by both captains. Europe's Luke Donald particularly emphasised what faces Europe and what the competition means to the players.
Make no mistake, our players are ready. And this week, they will carry the hopes of an entire continent. 2 years ago, we wrote a chapter in Rome. This week, in New York, we aim to write history.
Incidentally, Donald's address at the opening ceremony did contain a very thinly concealed jibe at the $500,000 payment being made to the American players taking part. Europe's players are playing without payment and just for pride and their continent.
We're fueled by something money cannot buy. Purpose, brotherhood, and a responsibility to honour those who came before us, while inspiring those whose time is yet to come.
Meanwhile, the American captain, Keegan Bradley, well, he's been wearing his heart on his sleeve right through his captaincy for the last year or so. His address at the opening ceremony was not without a gaffe or two, in particular mistaking Justin Rose for Justin Leonard, as he recalled a famous moment that he witnessed as a 13-year-old at the 1999 Ryder Cup. But the speech was unflinchingly sincere, passionate, and deeply personal.
I came to Bethpage as an 18-year-old kid with a dream, but I never got this far in it. To come back here as a Ryder Cup captain is beyond my wildest dreams. Bethpage Black is known as the People's Country Club. It's been called New York's home course. But this week, with your passion and your energy, you're going to make it America's home course. Thank you. Go USA.
That opening ceremony, incidentally, was brought forward by a day due to the heavy rain forecast for this afternoon here. And that ceremony also missed one critical element, the naming of the opening pairings for the foursomes tomorrow. And that hugely anticipated announcement will be made at 9 p.m. this evening.
Thanks, Greg. Now soccer, and in last night's Europa League ties, Celtic battled their way to a deserved point in a 1-1 draw at Red Star Belgrade. Kelechi Iheanacho put Celtic ahead. Marko Arnautovic equalised. Nottingham Forest drew 2-2 with Real Betis in Spain in Forest's first European game for nearly 30 years. The former Manchester United player Antony scored a late equaliser for Betis. Newcastle began the defence of their League Cup title with a 4-1 win at home to Bradford City. Spurs beat Doncaster 3-0, Arsenal won 2-0 at Port Vale, and Manchester City were 2-0 winners at Huddersfield. There are four All Premier Division ties in the fourth round, which was drawn last night. Arsenal against Brighton, Newcastle against Tottenham, Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, and Wolves versus Chelsea. In racing, Spanish Harlem and Danny Mullins won the Kerry National feature at Listowel for Team Willie Mullins, and today's feature race at Listowel is the Lartigue Hurdle.